It's across the border as well as by sea and land. Scores of Israelis have been killed, including some soldiers held captive. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the enemy will see retaliation like never before. This is the moment a building crumples after being struck by a bomb in Gaza. Around 200 lives have already been lost in Gaza, according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. Lieutenant Colonel Richard Hecht, the international spokesperson for the Israeli Defense Forces, says there's one clear aim.
These militants, they're terrorists. They are people that came to kill and Israelis. By the end of the day, we hopefully, all people that came into Israel, they will be dead. That's our goal.
The UK, US, France and Germany have condemned the action, while an emergency UN Security Council has been called. Back here, 10 people have been flown to safety from vehicles hit by landslides in Argyll and Bute. Scotland's experiencing extreme rainfall. The government's ordered an inquiry after a funding miscalculation in England's school budgets. The blunder by the Department for Education identified a shortfall of £50 per pupil. In sport, Manchester United have been taking on Brentford among today's Premier League games. Live to Darren Stanage at Old Trafford.
Manchester United score twice in injury time through Scott McTominay to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat here. Brentford took the lead through Matthias Jensen midway inside the first half, and United were poor heading for defeat before substitute Scott McTominay grabbed two headers in injury time to break Brentford hearts. United 2, Brentford 1.
Thanks, that's Darren at Old Trafford. That's the latest. I'm Elizabeth Secker.
This is Phoenix FM.
All right, it's 2 minutes past five. You're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb. This is Phoenix Sport. Welcome into hour three.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Staying warm and sunny as we head into Saturday evening. Maximum temperatures 25 degrees Celsius, way above the average for this time of year. Tonight's going to be a fine evening, and the overnight period will be fine as well. Most places staying mild. Minimum temperatures overnight 11 degrees Celsius. Sunday we'll see some cloud and isolated mist and fog patches gradually clear to leave us with some hazy sunshine across the area. Unseasonably warm again tomorrow, helped by light winds. Temperatures similar to today, a maximum of 25 degrees Celsius.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Lots more full time to go to through over in the football. I can tell you in our featured FA Trophy tie, Billericay Town, they are through after a stunning comeback against Felixstowe and Walton United at New Lodge. They have won by 4-3. Jack's going to be telling us all about that in a while. Getting back to the other full times though, great win for Chelmsford City at Western Supermare this afternoon, 3-0. Walton Tiptree staged a fine comeback in the Isthmian North to beat Enfield 3-2. Looks like Concord Rangers are on their way out of the FA Trophy. Most of our locals haven't done too well this afternoon, unfortunately. It's now Concord Rangers 2, Hive Town 3. There was a penalty won by Hive in the closing moments of that match, which they converted. Championship all over the den. It's finished Millwall 2, Hull 2. Managerless Sheffield Wednesday have picked up a point against Huddersfield at Hillsbury. It finished goalless there in the Championship. League 1, it's finished Shrewsbury 1, Northampton 0. A few from League 2. Accrington 2, Forest Green 1. manager list, Bradford City 1, Swindon 0 and Newport 1, Harrogate 2. On a shared at the Brentwood Centre Arena in ESPN North, it's finished Brentwood Town 1, Goulston 1. Premier League, it's all over at Turf Moor. Fine result for Mauricio Pochettino and Chelsea Ava 1-4-1 there. But Burnley, Vincent Kompany side, their struggles continue. Manchester United 2, Brentford 1 is the full-time score from Old Trafford, also in the Premier League, thanks to those two injury times goals from Scott McTominay. And in the Championship, it's finished Leeds United 2, Bristol City 1. Tranmere 2, Grimsby 2, that's a full-time in League 2. Much needed win for Kidderminster Harriers, struggling down at the foot of the National League. They, they were 1-0 winners against Wilston this afternoon. Dagenham and Redbridge, no win once again for them this afternoon, but they did manage to pick up a point on this occasion, drawing 1-1 away to Oldham. Ipswich Town 4, Preston North End 2. Final score at Portwood Road in the Championship. Ipswich stay in second place. Charlton 2, Blackpool 2. That's the final score at the Valley in League 1. Also League 1, it finished Peterborough 2, Lincoln 0. And Canvey Island are out of the FA Trophy. They have lost their tie 3-1 at Walton and Hersham. Better luck for Redbridge, though. They drew their FA Trophy tie 0-0 away to Badshot Lee. But the motor men won the penalty shootout 4-1. So Redbridge, well done to them. They are through. Portsmouth 2, Port Vale 0. That is a final score in League 1. League 2, it's finished Crawley 0, Wrexham 1. National League, full-time, it's Maidenhead 2, Rochdale 2. Grays Athletic have drawn 1-1 away to Wroxham. Just taking a quick look at the ESPN North table, actually, most sides have only played two or three games so far. It's pretty academic at this stage. But Lowestoft Town top. Brightling Sea, Felixstowe, Bowes and Pitsy and Walthamstow are the sides in the playoff spots. Haybury Swiss are in 6th, Redbridge 9th, Brentwood Town are in 10th place. Basildon after that thumpy win at Witham this afternoon, they were in 12th place. Witham 14th, Maldon up to 15th. Well done to them. They got their first home win. Their first league win of the season after they beat Enfield this afternoon. What am I talking about? They've all played only two or three games. So, sides have played 4, 5, and 6. I was looking at the home column. Silly sausage. And Grays Athletic, they are still looking for their first win after they drew 1-1 at Wroxham, and they're in 17th place. The bottom two are Stowmarket Town and Ipswich Wanderers, finding it hard at this level. They're bottom of the table, having lost all five of theirs so far. And elsewhere in the National League South, defeat for Averley this afternoon at Yeovil Town, who won by 3-1. League 1, it finished Bolton 1, Carlisle 3, and Cheltenham 1, Derby 1. League 2, Barrow 1, North County 1, Colchester 1, Morecambe 3, and Salford 4, Crewe 2. They were all full-time scores. Leighton Orient 2, Reading 1. It was the final score at Brisbane Road. I can tell you George Moncur scored the winner for the O's. We'll be hearing from Jaden all about that in a while. It's all over in the FA Trophy, and Concord Rangers have gone out. They've lost 3-2 at home to Hive Town. It's now Fulham 3, Sheffield United 1, Willian scoring in injury time at Craven Cottage. I think that's still going on. Southampton 1, Rotherham 1. That is the full-time score from St Mary's. Looking at the Championship table, Leicester, as mentioned earlier, remain top on 30 points. Ipswich just behind them in 28. Preston, who Ipswich beat today, quite a way behind the Tractor Boys. There's an 8-point gap opened up there, and Preston are on 20, although they have a game in hand. Sunderland thumped by the fast improving Middlesbrough 4-0 at the Stadium of Light in the lunchtime kickoff today. They're 4 for 19 points. Leeds also 19 behind the Black Cats on goal difference. Birmingham, who didn't play today, they're in 6th place on 18 points. Yes, as I say, Middlesbrough, they had a disastrous start to the season, but they're improving all the time, and they're now up to 16th place after that win at Sunderland. Sheffield Wednesday, bottom of the league without a win, and managerless, not looking good for them. They're bottom of the table on 3 points. So Rotherham just above them on 6, although they did manage a draw today. And Queen's Park Rangers absolutely thumped by Blackburn at Loftus Road this afternoon. They're the other side, currently in the relegation zone on 8 points. In League Two, all over at Priestfield, another managerless club, Gilliam, who sacked Neil Harris, much to the surprise of some, a couple of days ago. But they beat MK Dons this afternoon by 2-1. Incidentally, it was a late red card in that game. MK's Daniel Harvey was dismissed just before the final whistle. Gateshead 0, Altrincham 2 is the last result to come through from the National League. So we'll have a look at the table. And Chesterfield remain at top, 6-point gap between them and second place Barnet. Chesterfield on 38, Barnet on 32. Solihull, Altrincham, Bromley, Gateshead and Hartlepool are the sides in the playoff spots at the moment. Southend are out of the relegation zone after that excellent 2-0 win at Woking this afternoon. But Dagenham and Redbridge have now dropped into the bottom four following their 1-1 draw at Oldham. Oxford City have climbed out of the relegation places after winning this afternoon. Maidenhead, Kidderminster and Fylde are the other sides in the drop zone, but Kidderminster are off the bottom after they got a much-needed late win at home to Wealdstone this afternoon. Full-time whistle has got at Craven Cottage in the Premier League, where it's finished Bournemouth. Fulham 3, Sheffield United 1. I'll take a look at the Premier League table in just a moment. But first off, I'll have a look at the National League South. And Yeovil Town currently top. Chelmsford, they've climbed up to 8th after a fine win at Western Supermare this afternoon. Aveley dropped to 6th after their defeat at Yeovil, who now... they're on 23 points above Taunton on goal difference, both of those sides on 23. And Bath City, they dropped a third after drawing at Braintree this afternoon, and they are on 22 points. Braintree in 17th place after that result. The bottom four are Tunbridge, Welling, Dover and Havant and Waterlooville. Going to take a look at the Premier League table now. Tottenham sitting on top of the pile, unbeaten as well after a 1-0 win at Luton in the lunchtime kickoff. They're on 20 points ahead of Manchester City, who are in second place. They're playing tomorrow at Arsenal, massive game at third place Arsenal on 17, Liverpool on 16, Aston Villa and Brighton are 5th and 6th, and West Ham United in 7th place, and they continued their fine European record on Thursday night. They've broken a record, actually. They've gone 17 games unbeaten in European competition after their win away at FC Freiburg. And because they have a reaction on Thursday night, they're playing tomorrow at home to Newcastle United. That starts at 2 o'clock at London Stadium. Brighton playing Liverpool. Wolverhampton Wanderers versus Aston Villa in the West Midlands Derby. They're all 2 o'clock kickoffs. The other one, Arsenal versus Manchester City, starts at the Emirates at 4:30. There's a couple of games in the Scottish Premiership tomorrow. St Mirren versus Rangers at 12 o'clock and Aberdeen versus St Johnston. That's at 3. FA Women's Super League tomorrow. West Ham United Women in action away to Brighton. That's a lunchtime kickoff at 12. 12:30, it's Manchester City versus Chelsea. Other games are Tottenham Women versus Bristol City Women, Leicester City Women versus Everton Women, and Liverpool Women versus Aston Villa Women. The latter one is an evening kickoff. There might be one or two results still to come in, so I'll keep an eye out for those. Going to take a short musical break. This is Simple Minds, Veteran Rockers, back with a new song called Solstice Kiss. We go, Simple Minds and Solstice Kiss. Just before I go to a break, it's all over next door at the Brimwood Centre. An extraordinary comeback from Judd Trump. He has beaten John Higgins 6-5 in the English Open semi-final, and he goes through. What a comeback from Trump, who was looking well beaten earlier on, it has we said. The other semi-final takes place there this evening. Zhang Ander and Liu Hongyu will, one of those, the winner of that semi-final will face Trump in the final. Meanwhile, in the rugby, I can tell you Samoa have reduced the deficit against England. It's now England 8, Samoa 7. Ah Wong scoring a try for Samoa. Got a few results in the rugby from the Premiership Rugby Club Cup. Gloucester 32, Coventry 31, Bath 34, Exeter Chiefs 14, Nottingham 21, Harlequins 45, Saracens 68, Hartbury 10, and Bedford Blues 47, Leicester Tigers 28. I'll have a few local rugby results for you. Back in a few moments, we're going to be hearing from Jaden Christie about Leighton Orient versus Reading.
98 FM.
At Acton Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
EV Charging Systems, your local independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SEH VAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit SEHBAC.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
So, an emotional afternoon at Brisbane Road this afternoon following the tragic events of last Tuesday night. Leighton Orient were playing Reading this afternoon. Here with the full-time report on that match is Amanda near Jaden Christie.
It's full-time here, NE10, and it ends Leighton Orient 2, Reading 1. A much-deserved win here for Orient, as in the second half it was all Orient. It was total domination. That in the 71st minute, El Mazzouni slipped through Sotiriou and the angle seemed to have closed, but somehow the Cypriot clipped the top of the bar with a smart effort. And he was wondering at that point whether it would be Orient's day or not and whether they could go out and see the game through to 3 points and get a winner. And it came in the 90th minute when chaos descended in the aftermath of an Orient corner as Button missed the ball and Moncur bundled the ball into the net despite a sea of Reading bodies in front of him. What a great afternoon here in E10 for Orient as they pick up and 3 points at home. It's Leighton Orient 2, Reading 1.
Thanks, Jaden, and well done to the O's. Just looking at the League One table after the final result came through. That was Stevenage 1, Wigan 0. By the way, Portsmouth atop, just ahead of Oxford United. Portsmouth on 28, Oxford on 27. Oxford have a game in hand on Pompey, though. It's currently Barnsley, Peterborough and Stevenage, third, fourth and fifth, who will won today. Bolton were beaten 3-1 at home by Carlisle, but they remain in the playoff spots in sixth place. Orient up to 16th place after that win over struggling Reading, who remain in the drop zone along with Fleetwood Town, Wigan Athletic and Cheltenham Town. And in the Southern League Division 1 Central, by the way, Waltham Abbey, who were Oh, I can't get any words out today. Waltham Abbey, who climbed into the playoff spots last week, and they were hoping to capitalise on that this afternoon. They hosted Hadley at Cappish Odds, a side who came up from the Essex Senior League last season and found it hard going so far. They were in 18th place at the start of play, but Hadley ran out 3-2 winners in that game. However, Abbey still remain in 5th place in the playoff spots on goal difference. So, just to get up to speed with the racing results, I've got to do last travel bulletin very shortly. And after that, it's my musical feature, the post-match warm down, because I need to get my breath back. And we've got another vintage chart selection this week, but I don't want to get too far behind with the racing, so I'm going to do a few of those first. 4:35 of Fontwell. First was number 4, Soul Icon, priced at 9-2. Second was number 6, Mr. Freedom, 6-4 favourite. Third was number 1, Old Crinesque, priced at 9-2. Six runners in that race. 4:45, last race of the afternoon at Ascot. And that was won by number 2, Badgery, priced at 17-2. Second was number 14, Wolverhampton, priced at 14-1. Third was number 1, Get It, priced at 11-1. There were a total of 13 runners in that race. Disappointment for number 1, Intrinsic Bond, priced at 11-2, who ended up finishing in 10th place. And the 4:55 at Wolverhampton, first was number 2, Pysanka, priced at 5-2, who was the favourite. Second, number 3, Delvey, priced at 7-1. Third was number 6, Mini Mildred, priced at 17-2. 11 runners in that race. And the final meeting... the final race of the afternoon meeting at Newmarket at 5 o'clock. It was a memorable afternoon for Frankie Dettori, winning the Sun Chariot Stakes earlier this afternoon. First was number 1, Coco Jambu, priced at 7-2. Second was number 10, OG Beachwear, priced at 25-1. And third was number 4, Zuzana, the 5-2 favourite. There were a total of 11 runners in that race. Right now, the time is 27 minutes past 5.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
Last travel update for this Saturday here on Phoenix FM. And it's been pretty quiet in Brentwood. It's been Ricky all afternoon, but there have been issues elsewhere. There was once again slow-moving traffic on the M25 clockwise carriageway between Junction 30 for the A13 and the QE2 bridge. And it's still slow northbound on the M11 between Junction 4 for the North Circular and Junction 5 for Loughton. Canes Lane in North Weald has been busy all afternoon. So is Epping High Street, but it's looking okay there now. Chelmsford, still a couple of busy stretches going towards the Army and Navy roundabout. Banner Bypass, Banner Road are still busy. And Southend Seafront is still busy all the way from Marine Parade up to Western Esplanade in Westcliff. Public transport, just a reminder, on C2C trains, there is engineering work between Barking and Pitsy via Langdon today going into the evening, so that is going to affect things. Do check before you travel. TfL, Elizabeth Line, London Overground, DLR, all good services. Nothing much to report on the London Underground. The only problems today that's been mentioned are minor delays due to train cancellations between Leytonstone and Epping and Hainault via Newbury Park. Good service on the rest of the line though. So, time for the post-match warm down, because I really need to get my breath back and I need a tea or a coffee. So, while I make one of those, we're going to go back in time exactly 31 years to October 1992. Here are three songs which were in the top 10 on the 7th of October 1992.
You came in naughty, very naughty. And he goes by the name of Ebenezer Good. His friends call him Ezer and he is the main geezer. And he vibe up the place like no other man could. He's refined, he's sublime, he makes you feel fine. They're very much maligned and misunderstood. But if you know Ezer, he's a real crowd pleaser. He's ever so good, he's Ebenezer Good. You see that he's mischievous, mysterious and devious. When he circulates amongst the people in the place, once you know he's fun and something of a genius. He gives a grin that goes around face to face to face. Backwards and then forwards and then backwards. Ezer is a geezer, he loves to muscle in. That's about the time the crowd has shouted the name of Ezer. He's crunched in the corner laughing by the base bin. Design. The party ignites like he's coming alive. It takes you to the top, shakes you all around and back down. You know as he gets mellow, then as smooth as a groove that is making you move. He glides into your mind with a sunny hello. A gentleman of leisure, he's there for your pleasure. But go easy on old Ezer, he's a love you can lose. Extraordinary fella like Mr. Punchinella. He's the kind of geezer who must never be abused. When you're in town and Ebenezer is around, you can sense the presence in the sound of the crowd. He gets them all out. The party starts rocking, the people get excited. It's time to shout, lad.
That was this week's post-match warm down. We went back exactly 31 years to October 1992. And number 8 in the charts this week in 92 is Lionel Richie and My Destiny. Number 3 was Tasmin Archer and Sleeping Satellite. And number 1 that week was The Shaman and Ebenezer Good. I'll have another warm down for you next week. The 1FA Trophy result we were waiting on was Hornchurch's match at Leicester, which I think kicked off late. It finished 1-1 and ended up going to penalties, which obviously went on for quite a long time. But Leicester won the shootout 9-8. So the Southern League side from Suffolk goes through. Hornchurch are out of the competition. Kick-off. Late kick-off of the Premier League, Selhurst Park, Crystal Palace playing Nottingham Forest. That is underway. It's currently goalless down there. There's also a late kick-off in the National League. Match that started at 5:30. Dorking Wanderers versus Barnets, and Dorking have got into an early lead in that one. But right now, we're going to concentrate on the Essex Senior League and the match Andy Gardner was watching for us this afternoon. Sporting Bangor United versus Woodford Town. Here comes his full-time report.
It has finished here at the Mile End Stadium. Sporting Bangor 0, Woodford Town 4. And a comprehensive win on the road for the league leaders and title favourites, Woodford Town. They've come through this difficult test, probably their hardest on the road so far, and come through it in flying colours. Two goals in each half, although maybe the scoreline slightly harsh on the home side, who had their moments either side of the goals. Quite even first half an hour until Woodford scored twice in 5 minutes before half time. The first one came from David Gokusakuri, getting down to the byline, pulling it back, and there was Ernest Oko to put it over the line. Big turning point came a minute later when Edwards had two bites at the cherry for Sporting Bengal. His first shot was poor and it was blocked. Second one, he blazed over the top, and that really did come back to haunt the home side, because just 2 minutes after that, it was 2-0 when Parrott wriggled down to the byline, pulled it back, and there was Oku, Ernest Oku, to just tap it over the line from a couple of yards out. Second half, comeback never really materialised for the home side. Woodford did a really professional job and added two more goals in towards the end of the half. Again, it was David Gokusakuri who got his second of the game. After 72 minutes, he was put through and he slotted via the post. That was 3-0, game over. Then the home side had their best moments with a couple of shots from Barnett and Art Maladze, who forced a great save from the keeper. And then in the 90th minute, it was 4 wrapped up with the top scorer, Luke Parrott. A really clinical finish from him, capitalising on a bad defensive mistake. So Woodford still unbeaten at the top of the table, 30 points they move on to, looking really good, living up to their billing as title favourites. So a good win on the road for them here in East London. It's finished at the Mile End Stadium. Sporting Bengal 0, Woodford Town 4.
Thanks very much indeed, Andy. And I can bring you the other results from the Essex Senior League this afternoon. It finished Buckhurst Hill 5, Housted Town 4. Coggeshall Town finally won a league game. They beat Ilford 1-0 this afternoon. Romford beat Little Oakley 3-1. Saffron Walden Town scored 4 against Frenford without a reply. Finished Takeley 1, Holbury Sports 4. Tilbury 3, Stanway Rovers 0. West Essex 2, Barking 0, and White Ends Iron 4, Athletic Newham 4. So Woodford stay top of the table now, 5 points clear of West Essex, followed by Romford, Sporting Bank United and Athletic Newham. Coggeshall Town still bottom of the league, but not as far behind as they were. Stanway Rovers, the only other side who only have one win now, they're 1 point ahead of them, 5 points. Coggeshall are on 4.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hutton? And Spice. All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
With the colder weather almost here, it's time to make those all-important home improvements to keep you warm and secure through the winter. Upgrading your windows and doors with SCH BAC will not only help improve the energy performance of your home and save you money on your heating bills, but will also keep you safety safe with the latest security features. Plus, get up to 35% off windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Visit sehbac.com to find your nearest showroom and see our new product ranges. Terms and conditions apply.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Still got a lot to cram in before I'm away from Andy Cullen and Geezers Pleasers and Cheezers. Going to hear from Jack shortly after that extraordinary FA Trophy tie at New Lodge between Billericay Town and Felix Stowalton United. I can tell you, in the Rugby World Cup, Samoa have raised a few eyebrows. They are in a 14-8 lead against England at half-time. The final pool D match for England. Not that it makes any difference because they're already through anyway. Just before we hear from Jack, just going to quickly run through the local rugby results. Not many of them this week, only matches locally in counties to Eastern Counties, where Colchester stayed top by beating Woodbridge away by 33 points to 20. The only other action this week came in Counties 1, Essex, where it finished Epping, Upper Clapton 64, Stanley Hope 19, Malden 55, Chingford 12, Mavericks 17, Upminster 26, Old Cooperians 14, Campion 13, and Romford and Gideon Park 10, East London 14. Wanstead currently top of the table, just 1 point ahead of Epping, Upper Clapton. Both of those sides have won their first four matches. So now let's cross over to New Lodge and hear our full-time report from Jack Patmore.
Jack Patmore reporting for Phoenix FM from New Lodge as Billericay Town secure a comeback win over Felix Stowalton United. It was the worst possible start to the second half as they conceded on the 50-minute mark. Zach Brown's shot on the right rattled the crossbar, but Mayhew, who netted their first, bundled home the rebound. Two substitutions at the break made a difference for Billericay as Frankie Merrifield and Matt Johnson entered the fold. It was the former who reduced the arrears as he remained composed under pressure to fire past Callum Robinson. Buoyed by their goal, the Blues pushed for the equaliser. They should have done so when excellent play involving a number of players just didn't have the finish to match. Bradley Stevenson threaded the ball through to Richard Asamoah, who provided for Moses Emmanuel, but he couldn't find the target. Their dominance paid on 71 minutes, as Stevenson netted the equaliser from the spot. Matthew Dench's powerful strike was handled by a Felixstowe player, and Stevenson stepped up and dispatched with a powerful strike. A late Billericay surge saw the Blues net the winner late on through Emmanuel. Debutant Ryan Henshaw did superbly to keep the ball in play, and he laid it off to Emmanuel to slot home. Gary McCann's side progressed to the next round after a display of resilience and character. Finishes here, Billericay 4, Felixstowe 3.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks very much, Jack. What a comeback from Billericay Town down there. Right, just going to talk cricket because the World Cup got underway on Thursday, the Men's Cricket World Cup 2023, with England looking to defend their 2019 title, but they got absolutely thumped by New Zealand in their opening match. Not a good start for them at all. They're next in action on Tuesday when they take on Bangladesh, who earlier today beat Afghanistan in their opening match by 6 wickets, and I can tell you this afternoon, South Africa have scored an absolutely stunning victory over Sri Lanka, winning by 102 runs. They batted first, and they were on 428 for 5, and Sri Lanka finished 326 all out. So a very, very good performance by South Africa there. Just going to talk rugby league briefly as well, because the Super League playoff semi-finals took place last night and today. Last night saw a victory for Catalan's Dragons. They beat St Helens 12-6, so no repeat of their triumph last year for Saints. Catalan's Dragons are in the final, where they will face Wigan Warriors, who today absolutely walloped Hull Kingston Rovers in the other semi-final. It finished Wigan 42, Hull Kingston Rovers 12, and Wigan go through to their 12th grand final, where they will face, as I say, Catalan's Dragons. Right, what else have we got? I've got to do a few more racing results. I'm going to go through the few more football results in a minute as well. Last lot of racing results for you comes from the 5:05 at Redcar. First was number 8, Award Dancer, 12-1. Second was number 7, Edge of Darkness, priced at 8-1. Third was number 2, Halliford, priced at 5-1. 10 runners in that race. The joint favourites were Quantum Leap and Haku, both priced 4-1. Haku finished 5th and 8th. 5-10 at Fontwell. First was number 3, Tamaris, the 11-5 favourite. Second was number 2, Auditoria, priced at 5-1. Third was number 5, Solid Fuel, priced at 12-1. 5:30 at Wolverhampton. First was number 1, Caress, priced at 6-1. Second was number 10, Go Your Own Way, priced also at 6-1. And third was number 11, Supreme Tenacity, priced at 18-1. 11 runners in that race. The favourite was number 3, Made in China, priced at 7-2, who only managed to finish 4th. Very last one for you, 5:35 at Redcar. First was number 1, Mooka, priced at 11-1. Second was number 11, Khabib, priced at 10-1. And third was number 2, Ventura Express, 4-1 favourite, 13 ran. Just very quickly, I've got time to take a quick look at the third line. And by the way, it's now Dorking Wanderers 2, Barnet 0 in the National League match, which kicks off at 5:30. Thurlow None, Division 1 South. Dumbo Town currently at top of the table, just ahead of Hutton on goal difference. Hutton won 1-0 at Barkingside this afternoon. Dumbo were 3-1 winners away to another high-flying side, Dumbo Town. It was also a 6-2 win for Cannons Wood over Tower Hamlet. It's Clapton Community drew to all with Burden Ramblers. St Margaretsbury beat Enfield Borough 4-0. And Benfleet scored 6 against Hoddesdon without reply. Down 5, Southend Manor 1 was the other result. By the way, in the Spartan South Midlands League Premier Division, Stansted drew 1-1 away to Milton Keynes Irish. Finally, Thurlow None, Division 1 North, defeat for Holland this afternoon. Lost 2-1 at FC Peterborough. They were the only Essex side. They weren't actually. Stanway Beggars has played as well. They scored 5 against Swaffham Town without reply. Winford Wivenhoe as well, 4-3 winners against Dustin Dale and Helsdon. Stanway remained top of Holland in second. Harrison Parkston in 8th. They didn't play. And Wivenhoe Town in 13th. That is just about it from me. Thank you so much for listening this afternoon. Thank you very much indeed as well to our reporting team of Jaden, Christie at Brisbane Road watching Orient versus Reading, Jack Patmore watching Billericay Town against Phoenix Doublewater United, and Andy Gardner watching Sporting Bengal United versus Woodford Town. I'm going to be back in this chair 13 hours, 13 hours from now, because I'm going to be doing Sunday breakfast for Sophia Marie this week. So if you're up and about tomorrow morning, I hope you can join me for that. Otherwise, I'm back Thursday night at 7 for the non-league hour, and back next Saturday afternoon, all being well, Phoenix Sport, 3 until 6 p.m. Mandy's next with Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. I'm signing off with The Real Thing. Can you feel the force? Bye-bye. And thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.